That's what, yeah. When we talked about democracy, we basically forgot to mention that democracy is, in essence, is a local concept. It's a concept that starts from within the family and then moves on to the peers and then basic institutions around you, and then moves to higher levels. And in that sense, this interpersonal contact actually plays an important role. And basically, what research has shown was that basically the contemporary welfare states move towards a process of functioning as an age segregated society, which actually means that basically it functions in order to implement policies which are age segregated, so basically pension policy, education policy, and so on. And this actually creates a serious breakdown of interaction and as well as communication between members of different generations. And in that sense, it basically creates problem of basically lacking of a lack of proper intergenerational contact. And actually, when we look at activities that are designed to basically include members of different organizations, we see that basically they foster cooperation, and in essence they demonstrate positive attitudinal changes, improve well-being, social cohesion, and cultural continuity. So basically intergenerational activities and various programs and actions create a democratic environment from within. And in that sense, we can actually talk about three broad types or clusters of mechanisms. One would be actually to improve the infrastructure. So basically to develop an infrastructure at the local level to promote these kinds of contacts. The second would be to strengthen the ties between generations through public policy, which basically means revising the institutional political institutions that would actually integrate the interests of all generations. But the third one, and I return again to the citizenship education, would be the promotion of the intergenerational vision by educating basically the society about the message, rationale, and the importance of this intergenerational perspective. So basically, we have to understand why the intergenerational contact makes sense.
Thank you.